Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Of Disorderly Conduct. Welcome to Mac Dre Monday, March 4, 2013. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Tonight we'll be celebrating the Muzak of one Mac Dre. If you're not familiar with Mac Dre, well, you're going to be. Um, Every once in a while, I do a Mac Dre Monday, and I play the music of Mac Dre. He's a former Bay Area hip-hop artist who passed away in 04, I believe, almost 10 years ago. Wow. And from time to time, I like to celebrate his music on my program. Some of you may know him as Thizzle Washington, Mac Drizzle, Mac Dreezy, Mac Drevious, Furl, Furly, Mr. Furly, Mohammed I.E., Al Boo Boo, Han Solo, Mac Dammit, the Genie of the Lamp, Boss Tycoon Dipped in Sauce, Pill Clinton, that's with a P, Pill Clinton, Da Mac, Space, this guy's got more handles than, God knows, I don't know, this is insane. He's got so many nicknames, it's ridiculous. I'm not even halfway done. Mac Dammit, Genie of the Lamp, Boss Tycoon Dipped in Sauce, Pill Clinton, Da Mac, Space Age Pimp, Andre McAsee, Street Sampras, Crestside Rida, Ronald Dragon, the Make It Happen Cap'n, Dre McEnroe, Black Buck Rogers, the Thizzard of Oz, the Mac named Dre, Fizzland Mac Drenald, Dre Van Halen, the Mac in the Hat, Dre Bogart, Dre Angus, the M to the D from the CCC, Dre Bledsoe, DJ Macadocious, the MAC, DRE, Fizzly Adams, the Young Black Brother, M. Dizzle, Fizzy Marley, Count Thizula, Fizzador Roosevelt, Fizz Marquis, and Sammy Dravis Jr. There you go. Those are the different names you might be familiar with this artist by. And in between celebrating the music and the life and career of Andre Lewis Hicks, a.k.a. Mac Dre, Mac Drizzle, Mac Dreezy, Mac Drevious, Thizzle, Washington, Furl, Furly, Mr. Furly, Mohammed I.E., Al Boo Boo, Han Solo, Mac Dammit, The Genie in the Lamp, Boss Tycoon, Dipped in Sauce, Pill Clinton, Mac Dre, Space Age Pimp, Andre McAsee, Street Sampras, Crestside Rida, Ronald Dragon, you get it. Yeah, so in between that, we'll talk about whatever you want. It's open lines. Okay, you know what? I'm already not appreciative of the attitude that Russell League Radio is bringing to the chat room. So he's going to get a little time out. All right, or she, or whatever the fuck it is. Speaking of Russell League. Oh, Norwalk wants to get things started too. Oh, all right, okay. 2 minutes, Norwalk and Russell League. Well, 2 minutes, Norwalk for scrolling. 2 minutes, Russell League Radio for bad attitude. I'm not a Nazi, Tolkis. I am a fascist. Where are you at? Okay, 2 minutes for incorrectly labeling me a Nazi. I'm a fascist. That's right. I'm not taking any mess from anybody tonight. It's Mac Dre Monday. I'm kicking it like a boss here, ready to take your calls. I believe I have Owl, you know her as Owl, waiting in the wings. I'm hoping she will be my guest co-host tonight as we... hey, Owl, are you there?
Okay.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're here. Do you mind being my co-host tonight?
Yeah, sure. Why not? That'd be fun.
Are you familiar with Mac Dre at all?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Name one of his songs. What's one of his songs?
Susanna.
Susanna?
Yeah.
It probably came in like Thizzana.
Why does she have so many? I don't understand. Why is it all the nicknames? Does it make any sense?
A different name to different people, so I don't know. He's Mac Dre. If anybody's not familiar with Mac Dre, Mac Dre was him and E-40 were doing all this shizzle my fizzle whizzle bullshit before Snoop Dogg even came onto it. Snoop Dogg bit off so much shit from the Bay Area, it's not even funny. Down to he even called his Snoop Dogg's original crew was I think they were called 213. And they named themselves 213 because of a crew in the Bay Area called 415. And that's when everybody got into, like, using their area codes for, like, representing, you know. Oh, 650, baby. All the way representing 650 or 415. That was back. The 415 was back when 415 was the area code for the entire fucking Bay Area. That was before 510.
Uh-huh.
Now, if Richie Rich and the 415 crew were to come up today in the Bay Area, they'd be the 510 crew.
What?
Exactly. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay, my co-host tonight, Allie. Hi, Al. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
So,
are you watching TV in the background?
No, why?
We're playing music.
No,
is that Alanis Morissette I hear in the background there?
Ew, no, I would, no, it's Taylor Swift, man.
Huh, what?
Taylor Swift.
Jibba jibba jibba?
What?
How about jibba jibba?
What?
What?
What? What?
Shit. Oh, hey, Russell Leakers, check it out, dude. I tweeted this earlier, but
wait.
What?
Did you read my award? Did you read it?
Did I read what?
My award. Did you read it?
Your award? Your stock award?
Shout out to Russell League for sexually exploiting me. Hells yeah.
We don't give out shout-outs here. We give big ups.
Did you see it?
What?
Did you see it?
See what?
My award.
Yeah, I did. I'm going to find it, and I'll come back and read it, because it's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, this is a song. This is a song I meant to play yesterday. I didn't get to it. We had a great show last night. Ex-Citizen 10 came through, and we were talking about California and what a shithole it's become fiscally as a state. And this is one of the tracks that was left on the cutting room floor. This is Mac Dre with California Living. Be right back.
Back in your face. I got my own boy Cooley in the place. Kick back, let us tell you about
this California lifestyle that I live. Loose F that board, highs and mids. Whoopers in the truck, straight slamming. Striking through the neighborhood, jamming. We can drop the top or blow the brakes. Hit the intersection and do some things. Backing up with a gang of yokes. Smooth, thick legs, no pantyhose. Silky times and
consume. Yeah, fool, you hear me spit, telling you about that California living. Up every day trying to make it through, stacking up bank, pulling women in our sex shoe. Would wanna be down with this California lifestyle, ruthless as a child, now living wild in the streets of California. You better be packing and watch your back due to the fact that jacket, the wind breeze blowing through the trees, and I'm still getting sacked at 100 degrees. Trying so hard on the avenue from LA to the bank, brother stay coming through in Benzes, horses, fathers, bangs, drop cools, lit chairs, and whip duck bangs, gold chains, and bubbles, candy paint the kids, fifth wheel, gold billboard, I'm talking about lit. Females ever seen straight California snakes out for your green in the ghost state, living way too real, fool. And if you're soft, you best be cool to the devil. All my time is getting coolie on Mac Dre, California living.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm very happy to have my co-host tonight, Owl. Owl.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Owl, I have some bad news.
Oh, no.
I have some really bad news for you.
You didn't kill my cat, did you?
No, it's worse.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, no. Did you call Child Protective Services?
No. No, it's worse than that.
Worse? Oh no, you're Sue Basco.
You're blazing hot now.
Oh,
guess
God.
What?
Oh, what?
I hate to tell you this. I hate to be the one to break this to you, but you no longer have a stalker award.
No.
Have you been to the blog? It's been updated.
No,
you no longer have. You no longer have a stalker. I'm sorry. It's been revoked.
I was so hurt for that shit, man. Are you kidding me?
Dude. Well, here's an update from stalkerawards.blogspot.com. Update. This has been updated to remove the parts about the apparent sexual exploitation of a child, as that situation has been remedied. Thank you, everyone, for your help in this.
Dang it.
So now the Stalker Award goes officially to the Twitter users, underscore Dantalion, CWestLPN, Shadowfly, and Anonching something or other.
Oh, man.
Was Shadowfly in there before? Was Shadowfly a winner before?
I don't know.
Did you replace Shadowfly?
I think he was in there, too.
Did he already have one? Big ups to Shadowfly, who is listening, I believe.
Shadowfly
held on to his award. He still got his stalker. Congratulations, too. Shadow, if you want to come on the show sometime and chop it up, you're welcome to.
Hi, Shadow.
Congratulations. You are a stalker award winner.
I want mine back.
Yeah, I'm sorry, honey. You're going to have to try harder. Troll harder.
Tried really hard for that one.
She's after Rachel Rachel P now, plus one.
Oh, come on. She didn't do anything.
Today's Stalker Award goes to Rachel Perota, who is plus one on Twitter. Rachel is associated with Occupy Chicago. Basco has never met Rachel and have never contacted her in any way. But she has engaged in a systematic crusade of stalking and harassing me. Basco. And it goes on, blah, 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 blah. Too long to read. But yeah, sorry. That means Rachel's got two now. Rachel's got two. You've got zero.
Who the hell do I have to flip with a Sharpie to get an award around here?
Danny's got one. Shadowfly's got one. Everybody's pretty much got one except for you. No.
Not fair. Man, I was really happy too. I was
it was too good to be true. It really was. Come on. I mean, she couldn't have been serious. Come on.
I know.
Somebody probably said, Sue, this owl chick is like 20, dude. What are you doing? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. She whose name we shall not say. My bad.
I'm really sad.
I retract that. Please don't. Please don't report my show. Thank you.
I'm really sad now.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry. You know what can cheer you up though?
No.
Mac Dre music.
No.
It's Mac Dre Monday.
No.
Mac Dre, thank you. See, you know what Mac Dre does?
No.
He smokes Bleezy's and he drinks heme.
Drinks what?
Hennessy. He smokes blunts and drinks Hennessy.
Well.
It's called Bleezy's and heme. Are you down with Bleezy's and heme?
What?
Exactly.
Okay.
I know somebody who I think is down with Bleezy's and heme. I believe his name is Anon Sicko. Anon Sicko, is that you?
How you doing, bro?
Hi, Sicko.
Hey.
Hi, Al.
Hi.
See my ring, bro? Or Muzz ring?
No, I did not. I saw some chatter about it. Send me a link, dude. I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's a mood ring, like it changes colors.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. It's like a mood ring, but instead of being like 50 cents, it's not. It's like a not cheap mood ring. Like, no, that's a pretty good, accurate description of it, except for it doesn't change with the mood. It changes with the lighting. But it's gorgeous. I love it.
Well, you know, they documented that your mood changes with lighting, too.
You know, that I would actually
There have been studies.
Here you go. I'm going to drop a link to tweet in the chat. It's got two pictures of it, one in the light. It's blue in one picture and, like, purple in the other.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm even more happy with it than I expected. So that's a bonus. Like, not that I expected it.
Is that a boner or a bonus?
You what?
What? Did you say boner?
Boner.
I said boner.
I have a boner. That's, you got, yeah. Go ahead, continue.
I have one too.
Not because of your ring. Not because of your ring, for other reasons, but. But I'm looking at it. It looks beautiful. It's fantastic. It kind of looks out of focus in this picture. Let me. Is there another one?
It is out of focus.
It looks gorgeous, though. She's a lucky lady. I mean, it doesn't matter what the ring looks like, but.
Can I get married too?
Oh wow! Yeah, it matches. Like, that's cool. That's a trip.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking gorgeous. Feels my fiance. She has style.
That's a beautiful piece of work there. And she's a beautiful lady. It was nice to meet you guys. IRL.
It was. I'll have to do it again sometime.
Oh, yeah. Let me know when the next... Let me know when the next get-together is, and I'll come through. That was fun.
Me too. I want to go, too.
I finally got to meet Hixie. I hacked Hixie's Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Twice,
hacked,
right?
His Twitter and met him too at the same time.
Didn't you hack his Twitter twice?
He wasn't even mad.
Yeah.
Although he was a little mad at that though, because he's like, you know what, dude? To be honest though, I wouldn't have done it to you if it's your computer. And that made me feel bad. Actually, I felt kind of sad. I was like, oh,
don't,
dude.
No, don't feel bad. He's Texas.
What's that supposed to mean? We don't have feelings?
No, but you're Texas, too.
Yes,
you know
what
do you mean? Texas.
Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star Bear. Fuck that fucking Alamo and fucking Longhorn State. Fuck every Dallas cowboy that ever draw the breath. Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Plumhead.
All right. You get the picture. We have another caller. Let's see if this is a Texan.
Oh,
caller, you're on the line. Who's this?
Hey, Vince.
Oh, Asher.
Guess who? Yeah.
Hi, Asher.
Hey, Allie.
Oh. Hi. Oh, my gosh.
How's it going? How's it going,
Nico? It's going pretty good. Poor Al lost her stalker award today. Does Basco really do this blog? You got to be. She must have hired somebody. There's no way this chick, somebody's doing this. Are you guys behind this? I swear to God,
no.
Is the stalker a Russell League front?
Because I wish it was. Like, that'd be fucking
brilliant. If it is, this is like.
It would be bananas if so. However, I do know. Okay, I know somebody that's met her in real life.
Uh-huh.
And she came to the NATO protests.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and met a few people, actually. And one person in particular met her for lunch, him and his mother. His mother's, like, an activist, and she's really old. She's blind, actually. So she has, like, kind of a developed sense of, you know, how... If you lose a sense, you kind of gain another sense.
Like Daredevil.
Or just, yeah, you just kind of develop the other senses more acutely. And she, after they had lunch, she told her son, she's like, I'm pretty sure that Steve Basco is an FBI agent. So it's like a blind woman just getting that from having lunch with this crazy lady says that she's like an FBI plant, then there's definitely something wrong with her, to say the least.
Well, it says right here about you, Assert, actually. It says you have announced your
retirement
from Russell League based on newly discovered ethics. Is this true?
Right. Well, I've gone the way of Jacob Applebaum. I'm an ethics enthusiast now.
Wow.
It
was quite a turn for you.
Yeah, I'm an enthusiast of the ethics. As you can tell from my V host on irc.whatthefucks.org, I own the domain ethics.org. So obviously, I'm at like the top tier as far as people that are ethical.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I mean, you're pretty top tier all around, though, Ather. You're pretty top tier all around.
Oh, hang on a second. Ethics.org. The Ethics Resource Center is a place where you find advancing. What they do is they advance high ethical standards and practices. It's the Ethics Resource Center, founded by Assert MacFags.
Yes,
You find them on Twitter. They're Ethics RC, and we've got their founder Assert MacFags on the show now.
Ethics.org. That's mine.
Ethics.org.
But also I wanted to not only pump my website about ethics.org, I wanted to ask you a question. Do you ever laugh in real life?
He does. I've heard him laugh in real life, Assert. I can vouch for it.
Really?
He laughs. Yes.
Because I'm like all this time, like I've just been mulling it over, like I've never heard him laugh.
I made him laugh
on the radio. There's no audible laugh.
I made him laugh once. It was kind of scary, but it was funny.
I just
tweeted out a big ups to Assert MacFags and the Ethics Resource Center for supporting Vincent the Bay in our programming here tonight. It's quite a pleasure.
Awesome.
So, readers need
to
keep it
to me.
Wait a second. I'm trying to get the dossier on you now, right here. Catch up on what I should know about you, Assert. It says, readers, mind that Assert MacFags and the other Russell Leaguers are utter strangers to me, with whom I have no dealings with or interactions. The Russell League began attacking me out of the blue in November 2012 by forging documents that affected my legal work, and the group had never stopped. After months of abuse, I started to post essays to expose their wrongdoings and crimes and to try to seek information on their identities, locations, and motives. That's right. The people I have seen acting as Russell League leaders include the Twitter users MeepKittyFuck, _Dantalion, Wolfite, O'Geisty, Assert MacFags, Schmoop, and some others. The main follower, quote, dupes, end quote, that I have seen include ShadowDXS, _Forsaken, Worth of the World, Anon Sicko, Anon Ching, something or other, and quite a few others. Wow. She left out Spyko. Duh. It's like,
he left me out.
Spyko and his... How come Spyko
hasn't
won an award yet? That's a real ripoff.
Well, Spyko doesn't stalk enough.
No.
He's kind of chill to the side with the swang dip. Does his little botnet thing with the...
Allegedly. This is all allegedly, folks. I want to say
they're
alleged.
When I say botnet, I mean not a real botnet because it's just a bunch of instances of Skype that he calls into Vincent Bay with. Allegedly.
I am not allegedly a rogue operator for Russell League, WVU soldier. Are you kidding me? I've been at war with Russell League. I've been engaged in a ongoing cyber battle with Russell League. It's the exact opposite. I wish I was in league with these guys because it would really lighten my day.
Instead, you're just... every day, like you come in, you try to scroll, and then try not to get banned. You get AOL kicked, by the way, which is hilarious.
I got an AOL kick today?
Yeah. If you need to know what an AOL kick is, you shouldn't be on the internet.
Dude. You guys can keep this shit. You guys can keep your bacon, keep your kittens, and your Star Trek, and I'm out. I'm going to go smoke a bleeze.
Thank you. That's all we've been asking for this whole time.
It's 2 minutes.
We've just been wanting you to leave.
From Texas. Whoops. It's this one.
Wait, is Vincent
fuck
talking
to you? Fuck you, Lone Star Bear.
What?
Vince, are you from Texas too?
Fuck no, dude. I'm Bay all the way.
Oh. Okay. Well, the Bay Area kind of sucks.
Yeah, you suck. 2 minutes for sucking. All right, you know what? Hey, Al.
Yes. Yeah.
My co-host, Al, tonight, folks.
Okay.
Are you okay?
What?
Is everything all right?
Yeah.
You're kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Are you all
yeah.
right?
Do you want to yeah. Yeah.
And work some things out and maybe you'll feel better?
Sure.
Sweet. All right, I'll meet you in there.
Okay, bye.
All right. 347-826-7667. It's VITB back up in this for another hour and 20 minutes, folks. Plenty of time to call and get in on this. I got Owl, Sicko, Asshurt, and a bunch of callers lined up on a switchboard. I'm going to get to you people in a second, but first, it's time for some Bleezies and Heme.
Hello, my friend. How you do, my friend? What would you like? Yes, what would you like?
I want pack of backwoods. Pack of backwoods.
Like what?
Give me a fifth of that privileged Hennessy and that's it.
Yes, my dear. Thank you very, very much.
What you know about me? I'm Mac Dreezy, called Hennessy Heme and a blunt of Bleezy. I keep a fat sack wrapped in a backwood leaf. Home trees that make me look Japanese. Bring seedless, mean when I'm weedless. Never in denial, I'm a fiend and I need this. Any day is a bad day for Mac Dre when he ain't got it. They ask why he act that way. Smoke champ, Kush, and Nay. Man was made. Bomb the spray. I can't fade. Bleezy, don't keep up Bleezy. Roll for an easy. I ask her, what the Bleezy? Gotta have weed to go get weed. You don't like it? Kiss my ass till your lips bleed. This one's for the club, so I'm kinda like keeping it clean. Sing it with me, y'all. Bleezy's and him. When they ask me what's my drink, I say, hey man, what you got? I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what I drink, I say, hey man, what you got?
L-O-V-E-H-O-E-M. I drink like 10 of them things that swim. He's heeming again, is what they say. When I come around, I get dumb drunk and fuck up your compound. You're building your establishment. Mobbing saying, Daddy, I'm Halibut. Oh, what a feeling when you're looking at the ceiling and it's spinning and the Earl starts filling. I drink heme when I perk. Don't like irk and jerk. It don't work when a nigga chilling. Might spill it on my Abercrombie bitch. No, I got the man at the liquor so rich. Well, baby, would you please run and get me another Hennessy fifth? So please, he's in heme. Wrap this with me. And if you don't understand, you're an inbridge.
your daddy and your uncle is the same man. I gotta have dope everywhere I go. When they ask me what I drink, I say, heem, what you think? I guess heem and me only substitutes Remy. In the sack with Jimmy on Portland with Kenny. I'm thanked out, cranked out, can't talk, can't count. If I want some more, I'm making baby pull her bank out. Cool on the bomb, boy, what do you mean? Sing it to him, y'all. Please and heem.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're back. My co-host tonight is Owl. How you feeling, Al? Is this thing on? Hello? Test 1, 2. Hello? Are we on? Check. Al, are you there?
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Hey. Hi. Yeah, we got you now. Hi.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back to the show, Al.
Hey.
And off of timeout is Non-Sicko and Asshurt MacFags. And the
why
other...
was that?
What?
Why was I in timeout?
For being rude, I think, or I don't even remember. Just being you, I think.
I think it was for sucking.
Hey.
Yeah.
For sucking, yes. You for sucking, right.
Oh, my God, Owl. You are a Judas. You are a fucking Judas. You told me I sucked.
But I do.
You do?
I didn't do it. What'd I do? What'd I do? Yeah.
Everything.
Never mind. I think Vince is twisting your words.
It's always his fault. I blame Vince.
It's always Vince's fault because he.
Fuck you, Vince.
He's gay.
Yep. Fuck you, Vince.
Vince is gay.
Assert, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you have is it true that you guys have a Jamaican wing of the Wrestle League?
Bobsled team?
Who?
Oh. The Jamaican bobsled team.
No, apparently there's a Jamaican section of Wrestle League. Just like there's Russian League, apparently there's a Jamaican league.
Not that I know of. If anything,
okay, well, let's
it must have just popped
let's
up tonight.
Let's figure out who this guy is. Well, you've got the Wrestle League has turned into a huge network of
right.
It's
no longer just a simple consortium. It's a
right. It's quite an enterprise.
Multinational corporation, essentially.
Yeah. Exactly. So this guy is from Jamaica. Let's bring him on. Go ahead.
I would have bomb Maca first enough to say, yeah, this is bomb Maca Big Willie from Jamaica Wrestle League. But what to say, yeah, big up to all the Wrestle League them and big up Vincent of the Bay. Now, this is all the way in a Black TV radio down in Jamaica right now. All the goddamn now listen, Vince. Long time that's a call, you know. Big up in Aguana. Wrestle League, Jamaica, we're there.
Rasta League? They're saying Rasta League.
If you want Rastafari, I'm going to burn weed with you. Now, me and you are going to burn bomb weed together. And we have to praise the weed god. You ever praise the weed god?
Yeah.
Do you know about the weed god? The weed god grow the bomb macad weed for Russell League in Jamaica for going bad up yourself. Big up yourself, Vince. That's a big up yourself.
Yeah,
big up Jamaica in Vince. People love you in Jamaica. People love Russell League in Jamaica. Every minute we are following Bob Marker, Jiva, and Bob Marker tweeting. We don't understand that Bob Marker idiot there, but I love him. I watch video upon him, Bob Marker, the man upon the street in New York City. We saw the rich in New York about Bob Marker, Jiva, but we're dead there. Russell League, we love you in Jamaica.
Exactly.
Agreed.
You have our gratitude.
With the bomb, Maca, I tell me about this. One thing I can tell you about this, I want America to drop another earthquake on Haiti. Because I don't like the Haitian name. So America has to put up the bomb, Maca, hot device, and drop an earthquake on Haiti. Mad up Haiti for the Vince. I have to drop a bomb on Haiti.
Hey, pal. Easy for you to say, okay? All right? Consider,
yeah,
consider where we're coming from, all right?
Easy there.
Oh, he rage quit. All right. Well, appreciate the call. He got a little out of hand there.
I have a sneaking suspicion. I know who that was.
Really? I don't know. It sounds like some random Rastafarian stoner dude.
Spyco.
Trying to troll the show. Oh, you think that was Spyco disguising his voice?
he's got a Skype voice filter. For his Skype boat nut.
Oh, he's got that Rastafarian voice filter?
Yeah.
Makes everything you say turn Rastafarian? That's perfect.
Like, seriously Rastafarian. Because that was like thick Rastafari. That wasn't like, hey, I'm gonna pretend to be Rastafarian with my dreadlocks from the suburbs. That was like some serious fucking shit, man.
Well, it was cool.
Yeah, ethics.org.
I had no idea what he had to say, but that was kind of cool.
I had no idea what he said either. I'm okay with that. Good times. There's nothing really happening insofar as internet culture the past couple of days.
Good. I'm glad I didn't miss anything.
It's been pretty drab. I can think of one thought-provoking occurrence.
Oh, really?
Whereas, you know Quinn Norton, right? She's the writer for Wired.
Yes.
She dated Aaron Swartz.
Okay, yeah. I think I read her thing, her post-mortem thing on him. Yeah.
Right. She wrote something in the past day or two, I want to say, but it was about how...
There's already a Rasta League account, by the way. Rasta League.
I'm sure there is a Rasta League, huh?
No, it's our. I'm following them now. I'm gonna. It just happened. We just made history on my show right there. Rasta League is
awesome.
Oh, Danny, that was Danny. That's where I got it from. Danny, fucking Danny, put it in there. Yeah, that's awesome.
Sick sauce, yo.
I think Russell League Radio is pleasuring himself to your voice, Assert.
My voice?
Yeah, he's saying Assert's voice is slow and sexy.
Yeah, I mean, why talk so fucking fast?
You're a huge hit in the chat room. Everybody loves you. They're fawning over you down there.
Why be so verbose, my friends?
Have you had any Hennessy tonight, by the way, Assert? What are you drinking tonight?
No, I don't drink Hennessy. It's gross. I've actually had exactly two coconut water and vodkas.
That sounds kind of good. Sounds tasty.
Actually, it is good. It's like, it's a double win because you get drunk and like, but you hydrate at the same time. So you don't have to slam like 2 glasses of water before you go to bed.
Oh, I love
coconut water, like, you know, it's super hydrating. So.
I love coconut water. I love just coconut in general. Big proponent of coconut.
Coconut's horrible.
Also,
I don't know about like coconut coconut candy. Ew.
Coconut water is they might as well call. I mean, that's
water is disgusting.
No,
that's what they might.
I used to hate it. It has to be ice cold for me to like it. Otherwise, it's terrible.
No, dude, I had to make a freaking coconut boba today. It was so nasty. I was like, you. They ordered this, and they were like, shh, be quiet. Don't let them hear that. And I was like, no, it's gross. And they were like, shut up. Give it to them anyways. And I was like, okay.
Okay. all right. Guys, check it out. Another affiliate of Russell League on the line. Very happy to welcome to the show JVAB. What's up, JVAB?
What's up, big guy? What's up? Hi to everyone else on the damn panel. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, JVAB.
Ooh, who's that? Is that the awesome, a.k.a. the godlike creature, Jamie Agostini?
Yeah.
Yes,
what's
ma'am.
Happening?
I'm just getting, like, tuning into the show. You know, I'm still on the road and such. And I just heard my dude from freaking Jamaica's, what was that? Jamaica's Russia's League or Russia's League?
It's Rasta League. Yeah, they already have a Twitter. They already have a Twitter, yeah.
It's with it, goddamn. And it's like, I ain't gonna lie to you, JFab understand a few words that came out of his mouth. And all I understand was some shit about JFab on Twitter and I'm following him. And I don't understand how the fuck are these people following me, mind my language and all. And I really don't know who this guy. Like, really made JFab that of a star, more of a godlike creature?
You? More of a godlike creature than rather a star.
I really don't know what the hell y'all turned me into because it was like, they was just, that's all I understand. Then I heard someone was talking about coconut water. What you know about, after drinking the coconut water, what you know about eating the coconut jelly? Fuck you know about that.
I have no idea what coconut jelly is.
You don't know about the jelly.
Jelly made of coconut.
Oh, goddamn. You know, you got to know about the jelly.
I have no idea.
Oh, man. I love this shit. Well, but I don't know, but bigs up to down in Jamaica for doing their thing, whoever they are. Bigs up for them to follow with crazy-ass J-Bad, whoever they all may be. But, Russell, you guys the best, and Vince, you hold it down, but I got to get back to do what I'm doing right now, and I'm still listening, I'm still, like, tuned in at the damn website, the blog, radio, TV, so I just wanted to put in my few words, you know, and give my shout-out and my courtesy call to you guys.
It's a big ups, but, yeah, thanks, dude.
Thanks for calling in, J-Bab. I'll talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, the one and only JVAB, everybody. What a legend in his own time. And on the air here tonight.
Absolutely
what a pleasure. What a,
dude,
what a
he
treat.
He dropped some fucking freestyle on you last time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He
big
totally
ups to JVAB.
He
oh, by the way, JVAB, if you're not familiar with him, he goes by J-A-V-A Booter. That's Java Booter, B-O-O-T-E-R. JVAB, that's awesome. We've had some great calls tonight. JVAB, whatever that guy's name was from...
Rasta League representative number one.
Yeah, number one Rasta League representative in his house earlier.
There is no Benghazi representative in Rasta League.
Where are you seeing that? Are people tweeting you that? Is somebody tweeting
no.
you that? Or is that in the chat room? I don't even know.
I was just thinking about the last thing when Canadian Canadian Glenn was pretty much just destroying you.
Destroying me? How? Was he talking shit about me in the chat room?
No,
What the hell are you talking about? Are you sure you only had two coconut and vodkas?
Yes. No.
What else did you have after that?
He was confusion trolling you with the State Department and some other bullshit that he just made up. It was fucking amazing. And he ran off with some Benghazi rants, and then Spike was calling him with his fucking Skype phones, and it was hilarious.
Last time Spike was on my show, he called me on like four different lines at the same time. I mean, it'd be funny to just record me screening calls. Okay, caller.
That's what he said. He's like,
caller,
he's
you're
like,
on hold.
Yo,
yes,
you guys missed like the best part.
Caller, you're on
just
hold.
Like,
who is this? Spike, it's Spike. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, caller, you're on hold. Who is this? Spike. Oh, Jesus Christ. Caller, you're on hold. Who is this? It's Spike. Fucking asshole. Caller, you're on hold. Who is this? It's Spike.
The best is because he's so fucking nonchalant about it. He's like, yo, what up, Vince? It's Spike.
It's really a headache.
I was in tears that night. Like I was crying. It was so funny.
Right.
You think I'm lying, but you had Katie and Glenn fucking confusion trolling political what have you, and Spike calling in with fucking four different lines.
Yeah, it's always fun when Spike's on, no doubt. Spike, go ahead and call in. I don't care. But if you do it, just do it on one line, please. I'll put you on. You don't have to. Right. And, you know, speaking of Spike, right now I'm getting tons of callers on my switchboard. I'm getting flooded with numbers right now. This is kind of interesting. Seriously, it goes from, I think, about four numbers on hold.
Well, I did post this
like,
show on a message. Board.
What's that? Hello? Caller. Hi. Oh, he's gone.
I posted a number on a message board.
Okay.
Not 4chan. I posted on Fantasy Tour.
What the hell are you talking about?
Do you know Fantasy Tour?
No, what is that?
It's a fish message board.
Oh, with a PH. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And posted it there.
If this
anybody is down.
Should cover a Mac Dre song.
They probably
should.
That would suck.
Oh, God. There's just nothing pleases you people. It's
well,
really
you realize. I know there's some uninitiated folks listening and online and what have you.
That base,
but,
base
you know,
neck,
Gin and Juice cover was not fish.
What? Mac Dre?
You knew that.
Knew what?
The Gin and Juice cover that circulated the internet that was supposedly fish.
No, it's the gourd.
Yeah, the Gourds. And they're actually from Texas, I believe.
Oh, God, not Texas again. Please don't bring up Texas.
Texas is a fantastic state.
No, it isn't.
You can sneak over the border.
Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star Bear. Fuck that fucking Alamo and fucking Longhorn State.
347-826-7667, everybody. We're ready to go into the launch into hour number two. Feel free to call in.
Yeah.
But remember, when you call in, press the number numero uno. We had a great first hour. with Owl, Sicko, Asshurt. We had JVAB and the first appearance ever of Rasta League.
First one ever.
It's not whatever, dude. This is a legendary show. I'm glad I'm a part of it. Just like the legendary man who we are saluting tonight, that is Mac Dre.
Sabu. Oh, Mac Dre. That's right.
Yeah, Mac Dre.
It is rather curious that you've had Sabu on here. You've had Jackal. Who else have you had? You've had Bunny. You've had
Commander X,
but he hasn't been necessarily involved with outright snitching.
Never mind.
I'm trying to draw parallels here.
Okay.
I'm drawing a flowchart in my mind.
I got it. Gotcha.
But, I mean, Commander X was a piece of shit, and it was great trolling him when he was on here. I actually successfully trolled him twice under an alias, so that was fun. But I guess, apparently, Commander X, or at least the PLF, is trying to... Or have they already? I don't know, Sicko, you might be able to confirm this or not. Are rebooting Project PM?
This just in. Quick little breaking news. Danny Dentalian reports that Ginger Brooks is earthquake bombing Twitter. You might want to unfollow Ginger Brooks for the next 20 minutes. Unfollow Ginger Brooks for the next 20 minutes to escape the earthquake bomb on Twitter. There you go. That's a public service. From Vincent the Bay via Danny Dentalian. Now back to our program. Go ahead, answer.
Good. I have done that before, actually. But it was a permanent to follow. However, I've heard that Project PM, you know, Bear Brown's project, Echelon 2, was getting rebooted by the People's Liberation Front. Not sure if anybody even fucking cares about this. Maybe Sicko does, and he can weigh in.
Oh, there's definitely people that could weigh in. I don't know if they want to or not. We had X on that one time. It was kind of interesting to just talk to him and kind of get to know or get an idea of his character. But then, of course, the fucking wolves came out. And now I don't think he's ever going to come back to my show. Same thing with Jackal. I think Jackal will never come back to my show.
Why, though? That's like fucking
because, yeah, he's scared of you guys.
Okay, well, first of all, you screen the calls.
Yeah,
so you
no, he's never called
can,
in.
Like, let them on.
He's never, yeah, oh, absolutely. And I know better now. But yeah, I don't know. I think his Vincent the Bay days might be over. I don't know. I mean, I got sick of people, you know, tweeting that, oh, if there was a cure for AIDS, it'd be like $1 million to get the vaccine. That's some bullshit, dude. That's not how fucking capitalism works. And so whatever. So I fucking bashed on that dude a lot on Twitter. Him and I have never really gotten along. Even when like we were chums or comrades in arms or whatever you want to call it for the BART protests. But I definitely never saw. I mean, the guy thinks he's an anarchist. I mean, come on. I can't relate to that. A total anarchist.
Jackal.
Your home bro.
Jackal's good people.
I didn't say
Sicko,
he wasn't
just asking
people.
Questions when you were away.
People. I just said him and I never really saw eye to eye, so to speak, on a lot of things. And
yeah.
I think he's butthurt and scared of Wrestle League, and they have fucking infested.
I think he's scared of a lot of things. There's one tweet in particular from Stun, you know, at 57UN Stun. She's supposedly like a Norwegian chick or whatever. She's like, too much paranoia, can't operate or something like that. Well, like, yeah, no shit, there's too much paranoia. All you do is tweet 24/7 about how the world is collapsing and the sky is falling. And, you know, you just have to find the middle ground where you can, yeah, be an activist. You know, be something productive and positive in the world and not just fucking, like, curl up in a ball, like, paralyzed by fear and what have you.
I'm sorry, I kind of tuned out. I was arguing with the idiot.
I have no idea what she just said, but it's cool. It sounded good.
It was a good rant.
No, I'm sure it was. Yeah, I'll check it out in the archive. 347-676-6767. It's Vince in the Bay hanging out with Asshurt, Sicko, and Owl. Owl, are you still there?
Yeah.
Canadian Glenn, explain to me how philosophy with Asshurt equates to irony.
Hi, Glenn.
I mean, I could explain it to you, but...
Oh, Canadian Glenn, you should call in and explain that. Canadian Glenn in the
chat.
Yeah,
I would love to hear.
Yeah, he said in the chat room, philosophy with Asshurt, the irony. That's interesting. Oh, by the way, Wrestle League Radio Live says hi, Owl.
Hi, Wrestle League. What's up, guys? Yeah.
Okay. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince. I have two goddesses on the air with me right now, Owl and Asshurt. Three goddesses, Owl, Asshurt, and Sicko. And we're going to do this for, Jesus Christ, another 50 minutes. But to ease the pain, we'll just play a lot of Mac Dre. Unless you call in.
Mac Dre Monday.
Well, what's that?
Oh, we're still live? Sorry.
No, but we can go live. You know what? All four of us can go live in the green room.
I'm just going to give a shout out to Mac Dre, a.k.a. Pill Clinton, a.k.a. Dre Bledsoe.
Dude, you know what it is. Double dance.
I haven't used. Who's going? Boom, chop, weird. Going, why that's weird. Going.
Hello, everybody. Hi. I'd like to introduce you to the Thizzle Dance.
Thizzle Dance?
Thizzle Dance, I said.
Can I do the Thizzle Dance?
I do like this. Like to put a look on my face like I smell some piss. Bounce to the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirk off me shirt. Stretch to the ground as I catch the bass. Then I wipe all the sweat off me face. Hop back up, then I start to slide. Hopping my collar as I glide. Then I break the thing down.
do the bird. Dust myself off like I just told third. Come on, everybody, now's the chance. Come on, so hard, I'm shaking, it's the Dizzle Dance.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say.
Oh yeah, just do like Selassie says and stop hating in the Bay, and you're gonna be okay. It's Vince back with my co-host tonight. It's been a pleasure to have her here, Al.
Hey.
What's going on? What are your thoughts right now?
Nothing. Just gone.
I saw that you you went Twitter dark.
Shut up.
How? Okay.
Shut up. Just,
you don't want to talk about that?
No, I don't want to talk.
Oh my god, you went Twitter dark for like an hour, I think. It was insane.
Shut up. Shut up.
Okay, I'm here with Assert, L, and Sicko.
Oh, Shut up.
You want to hurt me? Why?
Shut up. Shut up.
I'm just saying. Just saying. JS.
The plan was to go dark, but then I thought about it, and I was like, no, not worth it. So, because I went dark before for like, how long was it? Like three months or so? I don't know. It was a while. And then I was like, no, I missed people. So then I came back, and I was like, I'm not going to do that again. So, shut up.
Cool story, bro.
Oh, fuck you, Vince.
Okay, I still have Sicko with me. Hey, Sicko.
I've been talking this entire time.
You've been muted this entire time.
I know. I even said cool story, bro, right before you said cool story, bro. So I thought, like, you heard me and just repeated it and then got in trouble for what
I said. No, you were muted the whole time, dude.
That's pretty funny, then. We said cool story, bro, right at the same time.
Jinx. Jinx. Cool story, bro. Okay, let's bring on Assert. Assert,
come on. Fine. Hey,
Assert,
what's popping?
No, Vince.
What's up, Al? Yeah.
There's a helicopter with the spotlight like right up in my house.
Get over it.
I think they found me.
Oh, my God.
Are you in the bay?
Fly away, Al. Fly away. Fly away to the bay.
Oh, just kidding. It went off. Okay, bye.
I'm going dark.
Call off this party. Call it. Okay. Stand down, everybody. Stand down.
It went away.
Where's Canadian Glag? Or whatever. Corporate Glag. Whatever his name
is. Canadian Glenn, get on the horn. What's up, dude? You're talking shit.
What a fucking pussy.
I know. You can totally call in. You should do it. The line's wide open, dude.
Actually, I like people like Canadian Glag. I don't know why I said that, but it works. Who else is a good troll that has fun? Shady Player was kind of funny, I guess. I didn't even remember who he was when we were doing the... We did the potato standoffs on Russell League Radio.
Which was epic.
I don't know if you heard, Vince.
I participated in that program, and that was fantastic. That was great radio. I loved it. If you're playing along,
it was actually really good.
Yeah, the brackets were very well balanced. I think she, whose name we shall not say, got ripped off. She should have totally have won. I would almost boycott the next one. Apparently, Russell League is going to do more of these award things. I would almost boycott the next one. I'm sorry. She, whose name we shall not say, got totally ripped off. She should have won against that other.
I think she could have won had it not been for. No one wants to vote for somebody that, you know, has this personality disorder that just, like, feeds on the negativity, like, of being the worst. You know?
I don't mean to cut y'all off. But did y'all know the Pirate Bay was going to set up shop in North Korea?
That's a rumor. Are you sure that's for reals?
I'm looking at an IT World article.
IT World? What's that?
I don't know. That's why I said it, hoping
IT
maybe
World,
you'd be able
really?
To help.
I heard it was BGP nonsense.
I'm just telling you that.
Just saying, bro.
BGP, meaning Border Gateway Protocol, but that's nerd speak for we play tricks on you.
Now it's an RT. No. Yeah, it's an RT. So, I mean, take that for what you will.
Either way, I mean, as long as it works, I suppose.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, now anybody that downloads any files off the site are going to be called, like, you know,
they're going to be investigated for aiding North Korea or obtaining documents from North Korea or some shit like that.
Well, honestly, I think that's probably a good thing in the long run. Or even in the short run, because you have all these people who are going to get investigated up the ass for menial file sharing charges, and it's just going to pass the courts for ages and ages. I mean, that's what happened with Napster. They were like, we're going to go all batshit crazy over everyone, and it never happened. Because, I mean, they had everyone's IP. I mean, fucking Napster was an archaic way of going about peer-to-peer, but still, they said they were going to prosecute them. They could have prosecuted everyone, but they didn't. Just because it's just too much money.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never been too incredibly worried about getting busted, pirating stuff. It's just like...
Yeah, it's silly to think that they can stop the flow of that kind of shit.
Yeah, it'll never work. It's trying to, it falls into that category of trying to police the internet with laws that were written before everybody had the internet in their homes and in their pockets. You know, it doesn't work. It's taking them a really long time to realize that, though. And unfortunately, people are having to go to prison before they realize that. But, I mean, I guess that's the way it kind of works. In order to change a law, people have to go to jail for it. People have to go to the courts and fight it. And that's just is what it is.
For sure. And at the same time, there's those people that are willing to go bad for it and, you know, fight the legal system. And there's always going to be also, on the other hand, technological solutions for legislative problems.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they still try to filter BitTorrent traffic, but it's super easy to, like, mask it as something else, you know.
Well, you can limit all the torrenting traffic you want to, but I can type in 30 different URLs to just stream the shit, and then I'm not even fucking downloading it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all you did by limiting BitTorrent traffic is make me have to use a service that's even easier than that. And it's like you can't shut them all down. You know, if you could, child pornography would have been eliminated from the internet years ago. But because you can't shut them all down, and because people who use the internet are smarter than our governments, that they'll never be able to stop it. So instead of finding a way to live with it and to make it at least have, you know, from their point of view, the least impact it can, what they've just decided to do is threaten and bluster like the government always does, and we've seen time and time again where the government. In the long run, the government always loses these fights.
Absolutely. And I want to just, for the most part, the artists have adapted, like especially musicians, have adapted to, especially the young musicians, ones that have grown up with, file sharing and, you know, this free flow of information. I mean, not to get too hippie on you, but, you know, Jerry Garcia was like, I want you to record all of my shows because once we play these shows, they're gone forever and they're free to do with, like, you're free to do with it as you please. And I think that sentiment holds true within, like, the file sharing community. And
except for like our tax dollars, something like almost like $1 million of California taxpayer money went to paying UC Santa Cruz to digitize all of the Grateful Dead's memorabilia and recordings. Taxpayer
well, fuck
dollars.
That. I'm pretty sure there'd be a lot of people that would be pissed off about that, including Jerry Garcia. I have a big problem with. I think it was Bob Weir that wanted that actually pulled all the soundboards off of archive.org. Because there used to be all of the Grateful Dead soundboards that are literally available on archive.org. And Bob Weir got all fucking ass-hurt about it, and he complained and cried and got them all pulled. And so Lesh was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what's the deal? He's like, yo, Jerry was, like, not for that. Regardless, the point is that artists have adapted, and we've actually even, like, gone back to making cassette labels and selling cassette tapes and going on tour with a fucking box full of cassettes and selling those and pressing vinyl and things like that, because, like, those are tangible things that people enjoy.
Hang on a second. One thing, speaking of tangible things you might enjoy, I think you might enjoy the fact that we are now being joined by a new caller who's on the panel. We were joding him in the chat room, and he's showed up here. It's Canadian Glenn. Welcome to the show, Canadian Glenn.
What's up, Glenn?
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Hey, Glenn.
What's up, Milkbags? How you doing, bro?
Good. Sickle,
hey,
we've all seen the ring now. Congratulations, man. Good call.
I didn't pick it out. Mo actually picked it out, but...
Hi, Ollie.
Hi.
How's your kitty, Ollie?
She's better. Thank you.
What happened to your cat?
She got hit.
Aw. That's sad. I'm sorry, Al.
Okay.
Apparently it was some Iranian extremists on the block.
They're Persian.
Same
difference, yeah. I was going to say. Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
It is what it is. It's whatever.
That's an American public education system. They don't teach kids that Persian and Iran, same difference.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Well, the Revolutionary Guard taking out their frustrations on American domestic pets must stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if not, we're going to
arrest for it, no doubt. This regime must fall.
An act of war.
Depends who you ask, I guess.
I guess.
On my street, it is.
I ain't never heard of an act of war.
Perhaps McCain would like to have some sort of Senate committee hearing on it. Maybe you should see what they have to say.
See, God, I went on about this on the Russell League radio. Have you ever seen fucking C-SPAN when they talk about CISPA? It's just all these crusty old white dudes talking about the internet. And it's just like the worst thing that you could ever possibly watch and listen to. It's like worse than listening to this radio show without
Gerald,
comments, you know?
Gerald, you're calling from Georgia on the Democratic line. What are your thoughts? Okay, he's not there. Let's move on. Pamela from Nebraska. Go ahead, you're on the air. You're on the independent line. They're so fucking deadpan. I love it. They're like... They never break character, ever. They have to be so straight down and down the line. They have to be completely, like, no personality. Like, there's a couple of hot chicks that work there, but they have to be so straight-faced, it's almost depressing.
Kind of like the West Fairbasses.
But they get the craziest people that call in when they do those call-in shows. Like, and then randomly people like Cher calls in all the time.
Like the real Cher?
Yeah, the real Cher. YouTube that. There's like four or five times she's done it. You just YouTube that Cher.
Oh, my God. I want to call in and just hang
Cher,
out with them.
Yeah, Cher, you're on the independent line. What are your thoughts?
go to Scream Room with Cher.
Hollywood, what are your thoughts?
This is the problem with the United States. Who gives a shit what these people have to say anyway?
Hey, I agree.
You know, a bunch of washed up old celebrities, more money than they'll ever need in the world. They don't give a shit about the lives of real people. Oh, I had a song in the 60s with my short husband.
You know, that's not necessarily true. Again, that is making a that is making a generalization. There are actually some celebrities who do care about things, you know, who have actually put their money where their mouth is and shit. So I'm not going to lump them all together. That being said, the movie industry is not being hurt by piracy whatsoever. You can tell that because every new tween hit that comes out is a fucking record-breaking box office weekend. So, you know, Twilight did fine. The music's doing fine. Lil Wayne still has fucking hundreds of millions, or probably not hundreds of millions, but he's still got a lot of fucking money. You know, Jay-Z's got plenty of fucking money. These music artists who were the biggest artists who were, you know, trying to fight piracy have the most money. So it's like, no, you're not going to tell me that we're stealing money from the artists but not reform your own fucking system first. You know what I mean? Like,
what about Lars Ulrich?
Do what?
What about Metallica?
Yeah, what about Metallica, dude?
They've got plenty of fucking money. They have plenty of fucking money.
Think about Metallica.
Fuck Metallica.
It'd be Thiz-talica or
he makes a. Doesn't Lars Ulrich make enough money selling art?
I don't even know Lars Ulrich does.
Mac Dralica. Get everything into Mac Dre term. Every person.
I think Metallica is terrible, and I mean.
Dude, have you ever heard? Jesus, what's this?
Yeah, I probably have.
Metallica with enhanced bass. Enhanced bass. Yeah, it's awesome. Because you know how all their records.
Is this a real question? Is this a troll question? Is this a fake hang up?
No, it's not, actually.
Lars Ulrich made 10 million euros selling his art collection. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah,
well,
I think he'll be
Metallica
fine.
Metallica is a perfect example of what's wrong with the whole system. They used to be a band. They used to have something to say. And then they sold out. And then since that point, it's all been about, hey, you're stealing our nickel. Fuck you. I mean, they're just complete sellouts.
Yeah, sellouts. They lost around that Napster. Well, after the Black album, they had already jumped the shark. So at that point, it was just like, dude, what are you guys doing now? Come on, it's bad enough that your music sucks now. Now you're like pissing on us. What the fuck?
Eminem did the same shit. He's like, Napster is a bunch of bullshit. Like verbatim, that's what he said. But then you have people like. I'm not a fan of Radiohead, caveat.
Oh, God.
I hate them. But they were like one of the first people who created an album, put their blood, sweat, and tears into an album and said, hey, name your price. And
no, that's one of the reasons why
which was pretty cool.
It's one of the reasons I respect Lupe Fiasco so much is He put out an album. He fought, for 2 years with his record label to have the album put out the way they wanted him to put out the songs he wanted to put out and all that kind of shit. Finally, the record gets put out. His fans, because they've been waiting it for so long, make it a hit album. So to thank them, he turns around and on Thanksgiving he puts out a free mixtape that basically sounds. I mean, it doesn't sound unpolished like an album that like a mixtape usually does. It's the music that he wanted to put on the album, and not only that, but it was also very centered on what most of his fans, you know, were doing at the time, and that was Occupy. But, you know, there are artists out there who definitely get it. You've never heard Lupe Fiasco out there bitching that people that.
No, Lupe was big around here. Still is. But, yeah, he's. I think the whole mixtape culture is a fucking huge, awesome phenomenon. And it's not gonna stop. Like, it's just getting more. It's digitized now. We have Bandcamp and SoundCloud.
A lot of people don't realize that's what made Lil Wayne so popular. And it wasn't the albums he put out. It's the fact that in between each album he put out 5 fucking mixtapes. You know what
right.
I mean? That's what made him popular. And then he started making all this money, and now the mixtapes he puts out are shit.
And that's a bummer. It's
yes,
funny,
folks,
like,
this is what it's deteriorated to, the state of Lil Wayne and the hip-hop industry, folks.
Well, no, that's not what it's deteriorated to. It's discussion on how the music industry, like, wants to polish everything into a nice, fine, neat little box for all of us to consume and enjoy. Whereas, for me personally, I do enjoy the grittier side of things. Like, just today, I was on IRC and I was tweeting, or I was talking about how I really like Wilco's B-sides more than their actual albums, like their outtakes. Like, I love their outtakes.
I can't stand Wilco. I think they're pretentious. But I do like that documentary they did, the black and white documentary. Epic, great behind the scenes rockumentary. Totally
mm-hmm.
recommend. Totally
I have recommend. Absolutely no idea who this band is. So.
Wilco? You never heard of Wilco?
They're a Chicago band. They're pretty world famous.
Hippie hipster bullshit, dude.
It's
not even hipster bullshit, though. That's the thing.
I'm sure I've heard some of their music. I just couldn't tell you it was them.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've heard their shit.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I enjoy the B-sides of some of their albums, especially their earlier albums.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Even though they're unrefined stuff, they're non-fucking overproduced crap.
Yeah,
Speedy is a whiny little bitch is what I'm reading. Okay, that's great. But you know what? You have to experience the full range of the human emotions to appreciate fucking art. Like, if you don't, then you fucking suck at life, and I feel fucking sorry for you.
That's correct. 347-826-7667. Big ups to the people who are champing it out tonight in the chat room. Non Sicko, Apache Sox, Assert MacFags, Canadian Glenn, Daniel Allen 4, Dougie, Gonzo PhD, a bunch of guest listeners / lurkers. I Like Internets, Mock Mechanism, Melissa 13, Nick Knack, who's talking a lot of smack. Norwack, O0, whatever. Octopus, Russell League Radio Live, Shadowfly, big ups to Shadowfly. Shady Playa, my minister of something or other. Thank you for joining me in the chat room. Soul Butter in the building. Hey, Soul Butter in the house. We also have Steve Cherwin. The Arts of Farts, Tolkus, WVU Soldier. Hey, what's up, WVU Soldier? And the Mac and Mike Show. Hey, I think that's actually another BTR host, the Mac and Mike Show. Let me guess, Morning Zoo Crew? That's what kind of what it sounds like, right? The Mac and Mike Show. Getting you to work every morning. Hello, is this thing on? Are people here?
No.
Okay. Should we just wrap up the show?
No, right. We were listening.
Please insert
voice.
Continue.
20
call.
Fucking minutes, you retard.
God damn it, man.
Dude, you put this fucking show on.
What?
You put this fucking show on. You fucking love the attention.
I know. I have to stick it out. You're right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to beat TR hard all the way for the next 20 minutes, and I'm out. But...
BTR hard, then go take your clown pen and go to bed.
I'm out of drugs. I'm kind of fucked.
Well, create some conflict then. Get it going. Wake everybody up.
Yeah, let's fucking do this shit.
Al, are you ready to do this shit?
This choice?
What? Yeah.
Al, are you there?
Let's do it, yeah. Go.
It's fucking BTR hard these last 20 minutes.
Absolutely. We're going to BTR to the fullest. Right here, right
you
now.
You know what, Vince? I don't know about you, but all of us agree that we took the BTR terms of service and spat on it, shit on it, farted on it, vomited and pissed and cut ourselves on it. On Saturday during the Russell League show. I mean, here you are. This is like PG fucking radio. Like, you're trying to not get kicked off the radio station. You're just a little fucking baby.
Can you do that again?
It's archived. You can listen later.
That was so hilarious, dude. I can't believe. That was the closest I've gotten to laughing out loud on the air. You're trying to test me, and that was very close. I know you're preoccupied with that. It's just not going to happen.
I'll get you one day, Vince.
That's good.
Get you one day.
So, Canadian Glenn, did you and Acer work out your thing? Weren't you challenging her and her philosophy? Like, is she's like an airhead or something? Or do you have something against gingers? What's your problem? What's your damage?
Yeah, what's the deal here? I'm going to talk about Vince Gazi.
The fuck does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
It means you did Benghazi.
No. Okay, Okay. King, but go ahead.
Well, I just find it a little interesting that you would say that you really have anything to say about philosophy, considering
you're talking too slow. Go ahead.
Considering your methods that you use on Twitter, on the internet, it doesn't seem very philosophical to me.
Oh, I thought it's totally philosophical.
Ethical too. She hosts.
Oh yeah, here we go. Yeah.
She created ethics.org.
Uh-huh.
I created ethics.org. Who is the domain? That's me.
This is on your say so, or your body of work is not being considered here, or it's just a statement and that's that?
What do you mean this is a statement? Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, Sicko slept on my sun porch one time. That's fucking ethical.
Hang on a second. Did you just say that Sicko slept with your son once?
He slept on my son's porch.
He slept with your son on the porch. Oh my god, it's disgusting. I didn't know you swung like that, Sicko.
I know.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's sad, really.
That's terrible. That's TMI. Oh my god. That is not ethical at all, I don't think.
Is that a breach of ethics?
I think there's some sort of protocol that has been breached for sure.
Fuck. No, I'm pretty sure he slept on my son's porch without a pillow and a blanket.
she came through when when we needed it really bad. So I got a lot of love for Assert.
Chico, I do it again in a heartbeat. I'm sorry I didn't have adequate accommodation for everyone.
Yeah, nobody's ready to, at the drop of the hat, come through and have adequate beds for the amount of people that you help.
With that cast of characters, really.
Yeah. But it was a good cast of characters, though.
It was hilarious.
I wish I'd have got to meet more of you Chicago people while I was up there, unfortunately. When you spend the first day going to jail, it kind of throws off the rest of the weekend.
Yeah,
I hate when that happens. I hate when that happens, dude.
Yeah,
it happens to me way more times than it should.
I will certainly admit that knowing people in real life as compared to just online makes a world of difference. That's true. There's no doubt about that.
Nobody should ever judge
anybody.
Why are you
talking so monosyllabically?
Slur again, please.
Excuse me, please? A baking powder?
Oh, no, now we're into owl territory with the please.
Excuse me? A baking powder? Guys, please.
Owl, please.
A sphincter says
please.
What?
After. Then please, tickle, please.
A sphincter says what? Okay.
347-826-7667 is the number. We've got 12 minutes to go. We're out of here. I want to bring somebody on that wants to say hi to Assert. This would be Andrew. Andrew, you're on with Assert, Owl, Canadian Glenn, and Anonsic.
Oh, Bears. It's Rudiger.
Hey.
Hilda.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Andrew?
It's young
Rudiger.
Yeah.
Young Rod.
That would be me.
Have you been listening?
I have been. It's been excellent.
Good times, ain't it?
Yeah, always. I just wanted to say, keep on fighting the good fight, and swaggy YOLO for days, and gains for days.
I have no idea what that means. Are you agency?
He's Asian.
He's Asian?
Is he
no,
still here?
Yeah, he's
still here. I'm still here.
Oh, Warren. Okay.
Are
yeah.
you agency?
Fuck yeah. No, we gotta get Tildy more involved in here. Maybe we can funnel some good music onto Vince in the Bay.
Oh God, come on. I got plenty of good music.
Yeah,
there.
You have terrible music.
You need to come to the Bay and, I don't know, show everyone what's up.
I am in the Bay, and I am showing people what's up. What are you talking about?
No. I need Bears to come to the Bay.
Me.
Oh, God.
Because my old alias is O'Bears, so some people know me as Bears.
Oh, O'Bears, yeah, I like that.
Or
other people know me
whatever.
As Assert Matchbacks, other people
yeah.
know me as Jamie Cochran, et cetera, et cetera.
My favorite one is Jamie Cockrings.
That's her porn name.
I know.
Yeah.
That's her best work.
That's my aspiring porn name.
Best work under that name. That was great. I loved it.
You have to give her a little credit, though. Assert MacFags is probably the greatest screen name ever.
It's
I like O'Bears more.
I pretty much like get the this is the best screen name I've seen ever message probably once every couple weeks, which is it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's
pretty much
true.
It's life affirming. Yeah,
it makes all your hard work feel like you're accomplishing something.
All right, Andrew
exactly.
Bale. Andrew bailed. He had enough. He's like, dude, what a fucking nightmare. can't believe my friend calls into this shit show for 2 hours. What a how fucking boring.
No, he gets it. He gets it.
All right, good.
No, he's from this music board that's so much better than Slash Me Slash. Musical elitist, basically. And they know me as O'Bears, is my handle there, so. Google that, you detectives. Faggots, basically.
All righty, 347-826-7667 is the number.
Ridiculous.
Owl, are you still there?
Yeah,
hold on. Okay. Are you good? Are you okay?
Yeah.
She's like the best co-host ever.
I know. She is.
Yeah.
Very docile.
I haven't had to put her on timeout once.
Nope. Well, you did once, but you were just being mean to me.
No. I was about to put Assert and somebody else in the green room, and I decided not to. That's why you got to do it.
My friend is flooding me with fucking awesome memes.
What?
The arts of fart.
Nothing. It's all original memes. Don't worry about it.
Hey, for the next 10 minutes, chat room, throw questions at the panel here. We've got a very diverse panel, and it's going to get even more diverse in just a second when I bring on our next guest, who you know and love. I'm talking about Rep Dan Gordon. What's up, Rep Dan Gordon?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Vince. How are you tonight? Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Dan. It's great to have you. We got 8 minutes to go, or 7 minutes to go.
Hi, Dan.
It's great. It's better late than never. What's going on with you, Rep Dan?
Hey, not too much. Hey, guys. Just the usual stuff, you know, people, doxing and hacking and threatening and that sort of stuff. But it's all in a good day, and it's a pleasure. You know, you had a great show last night, Vince. I was up to see if you decided to just give a ring and Jeannie Dean in tonight as well.
Tonight
wasn't that bad of a show.
Okay, we have a question for the panel. I guess this is for the men at the panel. Have you tried to pee with a boner?
I
think every guy's tried to pee with a boner.
Yes, I have tried to pee with a boner. It's not.
That's what sinks are for.
Not comfortable.
You have to learn how to do a handstand.
What style do you use?
In fact, I am in that predicament right now. Why did you have to bring that up, actually?
Vince, use the sink. That's what the sink is for.
All right, I'll be right. BRB. Go ahead, guys.
Handstands.
So, Rep Dan got doxxed by Mrs. Forsaken.
Supposedly. I can't see the actual file because the account is locked.
Right. I mean,
who are you really?
Right.
What better way to troll somebody than to lock your account?
Wow, dude, you're not really Rep Dan. That's great troll.
And it's like, most of my information is public anyway, you know, haven't held office, so whatever. And I like pizza.
And yeah, whatever. Who cares?
So what else is going on, Rep Dan?
Well,
What did you talk about on your show?
Well, the last topic was the International Day for Proxy and a conversation in a new segment called The Day in the Life Of, which explores the everyday experiences.
Teacher Greg.
I was going to call that too. I didn't know if I was the only one, but yeah, you're totally Patriot Greggin, bro.
Do I want? Say again, please.
Well, you're okay now. Go ahead, continue.
You're good now. Okay. Say that again. Everything was said.
It had to do with the International Day of Privacy. An individual went and gave a speech up in Boston, which isn't too far from here, to talk about, you know, the encroachment of government upon our, you know, privacy rights and that sort of thing. And then the second segment was about which I call a day in the life of individuals that are experiencing difficulties or challenges that the average person may not experience, such as I just did an interview the other evening with a guy that has two autistic children. So I think that's interesting to people that may not understand or experience that sort of thing. So that was what the latest show was about, and thank you for asking.
Martin.
And by the way,
question for you,
yeah.
Rep Dan. Do you think you're ever going to run for office again, and do you think that you... All right, just answer the first question, never mind.
Well, no. Quite frankly, it was the most miserable job I've ever had in my entire life. I've worked for other people.
Really?
I've worked for myself. I've had my own companies, and this thing, going against an insurmountable wall of negativity and idiotism, if that's even a word, was incredible. I put in a good 8 hours a week, you know, trying to do what I thought was right, and it sucked. It was awful. So no, I think that my role is more better served than trying to educate and inform people and just working for myself.
Yeah, no, I can do that. And was it you that got, did you push yourself out? Like, was it your own reason for not running again or trying to get the signatures to run again?
Yeah, that's a good question. In all honesty, yeah, I did. I made a mistake. Every 10 years.
Okay, we are getting some serious. Are we not getting Patriot Gregging?
Patriot
Greg. Yeah,
Greg.
I heard Patriot Greg.
Yeah, that's major. Crazy. Well, appreciate you calling, Rep Dan. The connection's really, really bad. We have to wrap it up anyway. Thank you for coming through, everybody. I really appreciate it. Really quickly, let's go down the line here. Canadian Glenn, final thoughts.
No, I got fuck all to add.
All right, appreciate the call. Sicko, final thoughts.
I want to say tomorrow is 1 year anniversary of Jeremy Hammond getting arrested. So everybody, you know, write him a letter, show him a little support. A year in jail, still no trial, so it's kind of rough. But have a great day, everybody.
All right. And Assert, final thoughts.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, yeah. Say that a couple more times.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, yeah.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, yeah.
You're done.
All right. Appreciate your call as per usual. And let's go last but certainly not least, Owl. Hey, baby, how are you? Oh no, did you not
what?
Enjoy the program? You're a great co-host. You're a fantastic co-host.
Oh yeah, thanks. I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, you did. You were just here. It's just your presence.
Yeah, sure.
Quickly, Shady Playa, what's going on?
Great show today, Vince. Keep up the good work.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. All right, I'm Vince of the Bay. It's been a wild, wacky, zany Mac Dre Monday. Thank you for joining me. We will talk to you again very soon. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter. Shady Playa, are you snorting lines of coke or something? What's that? What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get this butt plug out of my ass. It's been stuck in there for days.
Okay. I'll put you on mute then. All right. Hit me up on Twitter. Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. It's been another fantabulous Mac Dre Monday. Good night.
night. Human. Hit the store to get some OJ to show me. I'm human. Ooh, shitty. I'm in the world, biggest little city. Feel a girl with some big ass titties. Top notch to ditty. Top notch. Bitch knew she was pretty. She get goosed in the city. Get your purse took. When I stepped in her life, she felt the earth shake. She watched the first hug. Let me lace you. Fucked her, had her crying like somebody laced. Somebody gave her a taste of some real macaroni. Some real she spoke she would do anything for me. That's no baloney. Baby brought me bed. Freaked me on the freeway on the 80 and ahead. She never seen a 710. Pushing S5, sitting on some dab and rim. Wanna miss this. I met this bitch the night before Christmas. Baby made my hit list Christmas night. She let a nigga hit by the Christmas light. This bitch was tight, just my type. Belly right, ride a dick like a bike. Light a dick like a pipe, quick late night hype. Them the kind of things that make my night. My steak ain't right without the A1. So I stay dipped in sauce and they come. Like baby did, like that nigga old lady did. Like Karen, Tamika, and Katie did. It's crazy, kid. Mommy on my Bozak, I'm pimpin' and she knows that. Nigga with a hose at, bet they never seen a 710. Pushing S5, sitting on some dabbing rims. Me and Black Jesus went to Rosaritas. Senoritas, eating carnitas. I was rocking my Adidas sneakers. So the waitress gives me fajitas. Go Jesus, love her speechless. Gave me the number with the Fairfield prefix. Dip to the Cougar, put up the Ruger. In the stash spot, the wise maneuver. Put up the Cougar, put out to MB. I'm a California hot boy, hot MB. The boss to do the firing and hiring. Sweater bras, I keep them aspiring. She's admiring the way I slide, the way I ride, and how her boyfriend lies. Never seen a 710. Pushing F500 on them dabbing rims. She only sees me with European keys. She only sees me with wood grain spree. She only sees me with champelli trees. She only sees me having hella G. She only sees me with European keys. She only sees me with wood grain spree. She only sees me with champelli trees. She only sees me having hella G.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're gonna take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very nice.